I'm Teresa Frontado. I'm WLRN's digital director.
I have to say that one of the craziest stories was the guy who threw an alligator through a drive-through window.
It was a young man who wanted to play a prank on a friend, and he found an alligator apparently on one side of a road. He took the alligator and went through the drive-through of the fast food restaurant where his friend worked, and when the cashier turned, he threw the alligator inside. The cashier jumped out of the window. That was part of the testimony in court. He actually had to face pretty big charges. One was taking or attempting to take an alligator, which is not allowed under Florida law. And the second one is aggravated assault with a deadly weapon. Because the alligator was considered a deadly weapon, they can be quite dangerous.
I'm Kate Stein, and I'm WLRN's environment and transportation reporter. It was a story about this study called Super Size Me. This python was found and captured in the Everglades in 2013, and researchers discovered that this python had eaten three deer in 87 days. It had eaten 155% of its body weight, and they had pictures. It was disgusting. But also, there's sort of like a larger story here, which is that pythons have been in the Everglades since like the 90s, and since then, the white-tailed deer population has dropped by 94%. The number of small mammals in the Everglades is way down. So scientists are discovering that they're kind of like taking over and way better adapted to the Everglades than we thought.
I'm Wilson Sayre. I am a reporter here at WLRN. And the craziest story that I saw actually happened this month. Pinecrest police were going around. They found a lizard that had gotten stuck in a chain link fence. And they saved this lizard. And they put out this huge press release and photos of the officer saving this iguana. The problem is, iguanas are an incredibly invasive species, and they burrow through your yard, and they'll burrow under roads, and roads collapse. And so wildlife experts were calling for the euthanization of the iguana. So they're saying that the police should not have saved this iguana in the end. I don't think they actually broke a law, but wildlife experts, just like for the pythons, say that what we really should be doing is killing them, not saving them.
This is Nancy Klingener, and I cover the Florida Keys for WLRN News. The craziest story was probably the first outbreak of screwworm that we've seen in the entire United States in 30 years, and it happened in the Lower Keys, and it's still going on, as a matter of fact. They set up a quarantine area in the Keys, and they set up a checkpoint in Key Largo, so when you're leaving the Keys, if you have an animal with you, you're supposed to pull over and let the Florida Department of Agriculture check out your pet. They've had almost 7,000 animals come through there so far, and it's been mostly dogs, cats, and birds. But they have actually had 8 sea snails, 3 raccoons, 1 snake, and 1 ape.